Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The incident commander on scene when a gunman attacked Robb Elementary School in Uvalde and killed 21 people apparently believed at the time that officers were no longer dealing with an active shooter situation, but with a barricaded shooter, and that there were no children at risk. That is the latest update moments ago from Colonel Stephen McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, who, in the face of a barrage of questions that soon followed at the news conference a short time ago, said the incident commander made a mistake not to breach the classroom door.
Hey, for the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
The incident commander in question was not present during the news conference to account for the decision. 19 children and 2 teachers died. In the wake of this tragedy in Texas and 2 other mass shootings in New York and California nearly 2 weeks ago, the House Oversight Committee is asking 5 gun manufacturers for marketing and sales information on assault-style weapons. NPR's Deirdre Walsh has more on that.
House Oversight Chair Carolyn Maloney sent letters to 5 companies who make AR-15 assault-style rifles or similar guns, raising concerns about their role in the rise of gun violence. The letters were sent to Bushmaster Firearms Industries, Daniel Defense, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson Brands, and Sturm, Ruger & Company. Maloney states, quote, "Despite decades of rising gun deaths and mass murders using assault weapons, your company has continued to market assault weapons to civilians, reaping a profit from the deaths of innocent Americans." The panel scheduled a hearing for June 8th. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Last night, the Southern Baptist Convention published its list with names of ministers accused of sexual abuse marked highly confidential. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports a 200-plus page document lists more than 600 incidents going back decades.
A third-party investigation uncovered this document that showed the Southern Baptist Convention was keeping tabs on abuse by clergy, even as leaders said publicly they couldn't do much given the loose affiliation of their more than 40,000 churches. Jules Woodson of Colorado Springs was 17 when her youth pastor coerced her into a sexual act. He had to resign, but then went to work in another church.
I know seeing my own abuser's name on there and just having that acknowledgement, the acknowledgement that they knew, it's just heartbreaking.
Roughly a quarter of the incidents are at least partially blacked out, some to protect the identities of survivors and some because the minister hasn't admitted the abuse or been convicted of a crime. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The Dow is up 351 points. This is NPR News. 2 Major League Baseball division rivals played against each other last night, but the Tampa Bay Rays and New York Yankees also collaborated in a unique way. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the teams use their social media platforms to provide facts about gun violence in America.
Normally, major league teams use social media to show highlights or provide stats about that day's game. But in light of this month's mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, the Rays and Yankees offered a game's worth of posts like, "Firearms were the leading cause of death for American children and teens in 2020. Tampa Bay has more than 650,000 Twitter followers, the Yankees more than 3.6 million. Not all were receptive. Some unfollowed the teams. One person said, quote, "Guns saved us from becoming communism." Despite this, the teams were resolute in their messages. The Rays posted, "We cannot become numb. We cannot look away. We all know if nothing changes, nothing changes." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
More victims from the mass shooting in Buffalo less than 2 weeks ago are being laid to rest today. They were among the 10 people killed when a white gunman attacked the supermarket that police say he targeted for its location in a predominantly black community. Russian forces are making further advances in eastern Ukraine, including in a railway hub town that Russia says is now under its control. Ukrainian officials say invading forces are also fortifying positions and trapping civilians in the southern Kherson region. This is NPR News.